The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Don't turn on the lights, because I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me. Todd's Three Dog Night Sweats. That ain't the way that I'm found. Love that song. One of my favorite Three Dog Night songs, and it's actually the only one we had in the system. So it worked out fine. Morning, Craig. Standline Tuesday on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. Still got a little bit of time for the poll that was on there yesterday. Have you ever had a ball gag in your mouth? About an hour left in that poll, I believe. Or if you're wearing one right now. Apparently 79% of you so far have never had a ball gag in your mouth, eat for just for fun or pleasure or pain, as Puss remembers.
What was the percentage that actually have?
Well, if you had the...
Well, right now it's 6 yes and 15% I'm wearing one right now.
Okay. Percentage. So
21 total.
Oh, now it's 21 now.
Yeah, it's 21 total.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those 15% are lying.
I would suggest that as well.
Yeah.
But that may not be an accurate
but that doesn't mean
figure.
But that doesn't mean they never had one in their mouth before.
That is correct.
Right.
And Todd, it's Twitter and it's the internet. You're saying there are people that lie?
I'm just saying.
You know, I answer those polls correct.
That's the funny answer.
I answer those polls correct.
Some people like to go for the funny answer.
I haven't seen our kind of polls up there yet, so we're going to continue. Like, you know, is the norovirus funny at the Olympics?
Yeah.
You know, I answered that correct, the way I wanted to. I said yes.
Oh, you participated in that? Are we allowed to participate in our own polls?
No.
No, we're not.
I didn't think so.
I would have answered yes, though.
And it would have answered.
I answer them. I see them all the time, but they're always like, you know, real ones, and ours will be not so real. Ball gag, norovirus, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think I've had the ball gag in my mouth. I think I'd remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't remember.
Where did you put it?
You don't remember. You were out of it that night.
Yeah, I don't know. I just probably sat on the side of the table and said, I don't think I have any use for this ball gag.
I'll just shut up.
At least in my mouth.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just shut up. Yeah. I don't need that.
That's what Ving Rhames thought, too.
That's right.
He didn't have a choice.
That's right. Tell you what, all medieval in that guy's ass.
Literally?
Well, that's the line. I'm going to go all medieval on you.
It was on this date in 1992. You might remember where you were when Motley Crue announced that Vince Neil was leaving the group.
That's right. They had a big falling out right then. Yeah, he was solo for a couple years. Couple years.
That did not take.
Yeah, John Corabi, I believe, was a singer for one album.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now name that album. You can't.
It had pig faces on it. I remember that.
Generation Swine.
That was it. It had pig faces on it.
Wow.
Corabi was in the studio years ago. He sung with the... A band, he was with a dude from Kiss. They had a band together with, called American Something.
Peter
yeah, it was
Chris?
No, Corabi and the dude that played guitar in the Unmasked Kiss when they were still just jamming.
Singer, Thayer.
Tommy Thayer?
No, it wasn't Thayer. Guitar player. Not ever having makeup. He never had makeup on the band, in the band.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, you'd know about her. You said his name.
Eric?
Never having makeup in the band.
Okay.
He was never a makeup guy. He was a guy that was in the band at the end before they went back to makeup.
See, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that one.
They were in the studio years ago, Corabi and him.
A Chicago TV station is apologizing after a major error in its Olympics coverage. Over the weekend, ABC affiliate WLS ran a graphic promoting P.F. Chang, 2018,
the hell.
Rather than Pyeongchang, 2018, where the Winter Olympic Games are actually being held.
They're so lame. TV stations that screw up like this are so lame. They did say, though, it was part of it was somebody screwed around in the back. They said it's part of an amusement piece or something like that, which means they were screwing around and it made the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's on them. Because we're in the studio with Puss sometimes, and we're doing some promotions or something like that, and we'll mess around the microphone and say stuff. I said, erase that.
Right.
Because we say some horrible things, and yes. It makes the computer.
Yeah, it will be an entirely
different take that's not meant for the air.
Right. So there's some douchebag TV guys. Here. Let's make a P.F. Chang sign. That'd be funny. Oh, made the air. Did they fire those guys?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
P.F. Chang's replied on the Twitter that, contrary to this broadcast, we are not hosting the games.
Yeah, P.F. Chang got free pub.
Yes, you know, and they still are.
Right. They didn't care.
No, they're grateful.
All right.
Now, is it Pyeongchang? Because I saw some pronunciation police, some chick on around the horn.
Oh, Nina Kimes.
Yeah,
she's actually born in Omaha.
Yeah, she
really?
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's from North Korea.
Her mother is Korean.
Okay.
But you know what? I haven't heard anybody correct that. I'm not going to do that. I remember Nagano came around. It was this one guy on the radio kept saying it's Nagano. I said, no, shut up. It's P.F. What is it called? P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's.
It is P.F. Chang's, and that's the restaurant I go to. No, what?
Pyeongchang.
I know. Pyeongchang.
Is what she said.
Is what she said, but everybody else says it else.
No.
She might be right, but.
What you hear is a lot of things. You hear several. Yeah. I've heard several pronunciations.
So yeah, but I hear the actual. NBC, the promotional announcement, that guy says the one.
Says Chang.
Chang, right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sticking with that.
Well, you can't do that.
But any number of the announcers.
Say Chang.
Say Chong.
Okay.
Well, Mina is right.
Well.
I'm going to say P.F. Chang's from here on out.
Considering her sources.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's got a mom.
Considering her source.
I would tend to believe that.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, I just got a text from one of our resident KISS freaks, Bruce Kulick.
Thank you.
That guy.
Kulick was in the studio. Yeah, good dude.
Yes. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Murph. Yeah, well, Murph was working here at the time. Might have seen the guy. Yeah. Thank you, man. I was just going to bug me.
So, are you watching any of the Olympics?
I mentioned before you got in here, I watched that cute snowboarder chick kick ass last night.
Kim?
Yeah. She's actually from California, but she's Korean. Her parents are from Korea. And I saw her win the gold, and it was pretty cool. I just had to turn on. She was on, and she's going to be America's sweetheart, I'm sure.
Did you
17.
Post the picture up of the cute Russian curling chick?
I didn't find any really good ones. There was a couple of decent shots, but I can look around a little further.
Yeah, look around.
And Todd got off on some Russian curler.
Rightfully so.
Well, you would.
Yeah, you would.
And I watched the men's downhill. A little bit of that last night.
Problem with the men's downhill, once you see one guy do it, you've seen them all do it, because it's always like it's like a thousandth of a second the guy's faster.
What I saw.
So you can't tell if somebody's faster until the second.
It was three guys, and all of their runs looked pretty flawless to me. Nobody fell down.
Yeah, and if some guy goes on one ski sometimes,
Nobody wobbled. Right. Nobody got outside the line.
They're amazing.
I guess they said the difference yesterday was it was really windy. You couldn't tell on TV.
So if a guy got a wind-aided.
Yeah. Say if you got up in the air a little bit, which they don't want to, by the way. They would prefer that their skis remain on the ground at all times, but they can't help themselves. They get some air once in a while, and then the wind will slow them down if they get too much air.
Right.
So that I guess that was the difference between, like you said, it's tenths, hundredths of a second.
Hundredths of a second, right.
Yeah. It is.
But I'm not,
which is amazing.
I'm not really searching it out, but it's one of those things you can put no one in the background if you're just hanging out.
Well,
yeah.
I'm difficult.
No, and I am too, Craig, because I really was watching. I watched a ton of other TV last night. I was just in bed, with nothing else on, turn on. I just happened to see her run, and she
wins.
There you go. That was it. And I turned it off and went to bed.
I almost avoid it.
Well, I do. I go past it all the time and don't stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about those sports.
I guess I kind of feel bad about it.
Why?
Maybe I shouldn't.
You should not
just
feel
because
bad.
Throughout the years, we've always watched the Olympics.
Yeah, we're old, though.
Yeah.
It's not the new answer.
So now I'm not watching them.
Just because you've always done something doesn't make it right.
No.
Well.
That's true. We've done a lot of stuff that's been wrong.
You can apply that to a lot of things.
Yeah, that can
go
both
remember
ways.
Watching the Olympics when there were only four channels
to choose from. And everybody watched them.
I think that may be a lot of
them. And everybody watched them.
So I drifted on the South Park episode where they say dropped the S-bomb 175 times or whatever. Yeah. That was on.
And I watched about 45 minutes of Clerks 2 because it's so friggin' funny. It's so funny, man. So funny.
Is that one of the sequels that is reasonable, that is good enough?
From from 06, by the way.
Yeah, and I believe it features a donkey.
Yes. I didn't get to that part, but I've seen it before, but you're right.
And there's a little twist with the donkey.
Yes, there is. Don't, spoiler alert.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Clerks 2 from 06.
Yes, that's, I haven't.
A lot of people haven't, you know, because Clerks 1 was so great.
That's a good sequel.
And it took forever to go to 2, and they finally did it, and it was good.
Yeah.
And it's in color, too.
Good.
Clerks wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Clerks was in black and white.
Oh.
But if you're a fan of...
Oh, yeah, it's Kevin Smith. That's a great movie, yeah.
Then it's a good Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah. So instead of watching the current Olympics happening now, I'm watching 45 minutes of a movie from 06.
Of a sequel from 06.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was good.
And I'm watching the South Park.
I need a laugh.
I think this South Park episode originally aired in like 01.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember they had a little counter on the screen?
Yes, I do remember that.
How many times they dropped the S-bomb because it was okay to say S on TV. Yep. So everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
They were having big board meetings, and the president of the broadcast corporation decided they would say S 7 times in a certain episode.
Yep.
They were trying to make a point.
And then Jan Jackson messed it up.
You should be able to say S on TV.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to say it on the radio, too.
Yeah, that was the point they were trying to make, but it never quite caught on.
Nope.
Apparently, you can say it on that cable.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Yeah, yes. Which the kids don't understand is the same thing. To them, it's just the TV.
175 times in a 30-minute episode.
Right.
That's okay. You and I say that, there's hell to pay.
Oh, my God.
Well, those words have impact.
Yeah, the S-bomb is so brutal.
They really don't.
Although they don't.
No, they do.
Because when Trump said S-hole country, every network said that on the air. Every cable news network, somebody on those show said the word.
Oh, they couldn't wait to say the word.
I know.
They could not
and
wait.
And in fact, the worst part about it was a couple guys refused. I refused to say that. I'm thinking, well, that even came off lamer because the guy you're interviewing just said it.
Right.
I just hated it.
And we all know what you're saying what you're not saying.
Right.
I'm not going to say that word. No. Oh, you mean the word that I can hear in my head now that you're not saying
it? And the guy you're interviewing is just about to say it.
Yeah. Now, we have heard that throughout the years, there have been studies done that says that swearing is actually good for you and actually helps with pain. Which means that those words do have impact.
Good impact, as far as I'm concerned, because they say that people that swear are smarter. They say they're actually better educated, and they're also it helps with pain.
They say that scientifically speaking, this is written by Emma Byrne, the author of Swearing Is Good For You.
We should live forever and be really smart.
Yeah, she says it deadens pain, raises our heart rate, and releases adrenaline whether we use it. She said, for swearing to work, there has to be a taboo about it. Sugar and fudge does not work as pain relief if you say that instead of whatever word you want to
say.
No,
it's like you're actually suppressing.
Sugar and fudge in the morning.
Yeah, they don't work as pain relief, nor do they offer the same... get this.
I'd be fudging that bit.
Now, in this next bit, we are going to be learning a little bit more.
Oh, fudge.
They don't
that.
Work as pain relief,
they
nor
don't.
Do they offer the same catharsis to people suffering from Tourette syndrome.
Oh, my favorite kind of Tourette's is a swearing kind.
We've got a limited window.
Fudge! See, that wouldn't work.
To learn what constitutes real swearing in languages we learn before adolescence. The swear words carve deep emotional paths, but no matter how much you study a language after adolescence, you will never feel the same way about that language's swear words.
Yeah, you're right. When we sometimes you'll hear what's a swear word in this language, I don't care.
Exactly.
You know? It's not ingrained in us.
No. Taboos right. shift. Words that would have caused our grandparents to have issues, now we think nothing of. Conversely, racial slurs that frequently appeared in our grandparents' nursery rhymes and books are now very difficult for us.
Well, there's a great scene in Clerks 2 from 06. I can't say the word because but the one dude, the dude without the mustache and the goatee, who worked in the video store in the original one, he uses the word porch.
Ah.
But he doesn't think it's racist because his grandmother used to call him that. And then he starts ringing off all this stuff his grandmother used to say, and he goes, oh, she was racist. And I can't say any of them. I mean, and I don't even know if it comes out in the movie today, but it's 06 and it's so brutal. I'll tell you off there. It's so great.
Not necessarily swear words, but all racial slurs?
No, he goes into all the racial slurs, swear words, too. Okay. But he says, he thinks the word porch something is not racist. And then everybody's just screaming at him because he's black. these two black customers just freak out on him. And then he starts describing, well, my grandmother never did that. And he starts saying...
So when
he starts saying all the other things grandmother said, and then one of them he goes, oh, I guess she was a racist.
So when you go to IMDb, there's a section for every movie where you can click on that says notable quotes.
Yes,
that's the first one.
Oh,
in Clerks 2,
is it really?
Is that little bit of dialogue?
Right.
And holy cow, you're right.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm looking at this list of words.
The N-bomb's dropped too a couple times, but
yes.
But what he says that really puts him over the top with his grandmother. He calls a broken beer bottle something. I'll give you that much. And I'll tell you off the air because it's brutal. But that's when he says, oh, I guess she was a racist.
Puss thinks that list is funny.
Yeah, you can't read it.
Not out loud.
Not out loud. Although it would be cathartic. Apparently, according to Craig.
Well, yeah. Well,
not the racial slurs, the F-bombs and the...
Yes. You mean something.
Come on, you bang your toe on something. You know, who doesn't swear?
You,
who doesn't swear?
It helps with the pain.
Yes.
So those words actually do mean something
right,
to us.
Right.
They're not just a word. They mean something to us. Let's see if this means anything to you.
Doubtful.
White House press secretary.
Yep, nope. I was right.
Old saggy face.
Sarah Sanders. Sarah saggy face Sanders. We will not call her that.
Only half her face.
Half saggy Sanders.
One of the memes I put out a couple weeks back with her face, it showed a face where she was, you know, making that look. I don't know what she does. It's a weird look. And it says, and the meme was, when you take NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time. And she just, you know, it got shared 1,000 times. It was great.
It looks like a mild form of, what's the palsy?
Bell's palsy.
The palsy that you kind of bounce back
but
from.
But I think she has it all the time by then.
Apparently Clooney had that as a kid. Found that out watching
Well, you can get Bell's palsy and it goes away.
Yeah,
it goes away.
Yeah, like freshman year of high school, he had Bell's palsy.
It could happen to anybody, man.
That corrects itself.
Yeah.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump supports domestic violence victims.
No, he doesn't. He hasn't said one word about this.
Yeah,
and nobody's buying her.
The years, he said that
if Sarah Sanders
quoted him.
Says that he supports
domestic violence victims. He supports the guys
victims.
That beat women up is what he supports.
And then that's the truth.
But he's never said it
Whatever
himself.
Whatever Sarah Huckabee Sanders says is the truth.
She said that that the statement that she used
was written by him.
Was
Yeah, of course it was.
Pretty much written by him, so that's his words, and so he said it.
She was hammered by a couple of reporters. I saw some of this. I usually don't watch it, but usually I'll see the nightly news will play their reporter asking her questions. And the CBS guy was saying, no, he hasn't said this ever publicly. And she goes, oh, he doesn't hit me. That's what she said. She says, he doesn't hit me.
She said the president believes everyone should be treated fairly with due process. Trump condemns.
Ask the Central Park Five about due process.
Trump condemns domestic violence in all forms.
See, this is why you shouldn't even bring this up.
I know,
because he just gets mad.
Well, everybody should be mad.
And
you're right.
No, because everybody is mad.
I know.
Everybody is mad except for the cult.
Exactly.
And
that's true.
And they believe everything he says.
Okay, you're right.
So bringing it up is just pointless. Yeah. Discussing it is pointless.
Yeah, because the cult never changed.
Right.
Right, it does.
We're not going to change any minds.
No, the cult won't change.
Yeah, we're going to get a call. Yeah. I finally come around.
No, you're right. You're right. We're never going to get that call.
And otherwise, we're just
pretending. Because they're angry. They're angry they made the wrong choice, so they're the cult. Exactly.
No, I don't even think they think that.
I think some might be, but very few. Very few, though. Very few.
Right. Most of it is
the cult.
They're sociopaths, too.
Yeah. He doesn't hit me.
A Texas man will remain behind bars after his failure to convince a court that DWI laws discriminate against alcoholics.
Okay, we can get behind this, except it's not.
Yes, they do.
Well, there is something to consider here.
Actually.
Because if you're drinking, considering is if you're an alcoholic and you have two beers in you, you're stone cold sober.
Yes.
I get it. But you might be legally drunk.
Yes.
But you're stone cold sober.
Yes.
So I think they'll throw it out, but I like his injury.
Ralph Friesenhahn of San Antonio took his case to court and argued that his 4-year prison term should be tossed out because the state's legal blood alcohol limit discriminates against those who have a high tolerance for alcohol.
Well, you know, not more and more on his side.
Oh, I thought
I'm
they
a
were
professional.
Going more with the alcoholism as a disease.
No, he's going for high tolerance.
Right, and
he's right.
Well, we've often had that argument.
Well, he's right because, you know, a lot of states want to go down to like 0.2 or something like that where you can't have a glass of wine. And I can have a glass of wine and I'm stone cold sober.
His claim was that it's a 14th Amendment violation for equal protection and it's unconstitutional. The Third Court of Appeals says you are incorrect, Mr. Friesenhahn.
Why can't I find Amanda Friesenhahn?
We have long thought, and I don't know how you'd implement it. You probably have to have a separate
wing. You take different tests.
At the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, with bumpers on the side so you'd hit stuff.
I think it would just be a reaction test at
Got
first.
It.
You drink and you react. Yeah, and then they take you out, and it's bumper cars.
And you're allowed to have a higher tolerance behind the wheel.
Yeah, depending upon how your test results are.
It's never going to work.
It's like baseline testing with the concussion stuff. Right. You got to figure out where everybody's individual zero is at.
Yeah, so everybody would have a different blood alcohol content tolerance level.
Listen, obviously,
that would be your handicap, if you will?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to happen because we've lost that battle for drinking and driving. That battle's done.
Yeah.
But I still think that they should actually stop people from, I don't know, texting, because I was driving past a guy over the weekend in Kansas City, and he was swerving like hell, and I got around him. So it was dangerous as hell. He's looking straight down at his phone. And we were going 45, 50 miles an hour. Mm. And I'm thinking, you know what? That guy's worse than a guy with a glass of wine paying attention to the road.
Now, that's something you could probably be relentless about, because the Mothers Against Drunk Driving were relentless about it. And something finally happened.
Well,
the mindset finally shifted.
Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, although texting and driving is worse than drunken driving, they've done studies, much worse, and they text when they drive. A lot of mad mothers text when they drive.
Yeah, well,
you know they do.
They need to become a little more self-aware.
Yeah, they should.
And get pissed off at that.
And dudes, too. A lot of dudes do.
And everybody needs to get a little more pissed off about it, because maybe they will do something about it.
Does this guy have a lawyer?
Because it truly is dangerous.
Well, a lot of states do it. Ours doesn't.
He does have an attorney.
Man, that's an ambulance chaser, huh? I'll take up this
case. You got to give it a try.
Well, if the guy's going
to
pay you.
Well, they went to the appeals court, so.
He got pretty far.
Well,
he racked up a bill.
He
racked up a bill. Against alcoholics.
I'm not necessarily cheering for the DUI guy. I'm just curious
about
the outcome.
We do understand.
Yeah.
I do understand.
We have a bit of a horse in the race.
You got to follow up on this one.
Oh, well, the only follow up would be if they decided to take it to the next level.
They said, get out of here.
Yeah, the Court of Appeals said, no. You're drunk. Shut your pie hole.
That's too bad.
You're drunk. Shut your pie hole.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit, the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The Pod Kit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro, while being backed by a 1-year warranty with a US-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo Pod Kit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.